By an island called Hat Island.
Hat Island?
Yes. It's in between Whidbey Island and Everett. And I just got a phone call from my brother. He was up there and he said that he saw a UFO. And it's been up in the sky for about 20 minutes. A very bright one. It's yellow and he said he saw streaks in it and kind of like a stem coming off of the bottom, which is also lit up. And then there was some kind of a light behind it.
Okay, is there any way we can contact him?
I don't know the phone number up there.
Oh, I see. And this would be west of Hat Island?
No, east.
East of Hat Island.
Yes. Could I give you the phone number to my house, and then you could ask my mother? I think she knows the phone number to Hat Island.
Okay. And this is going on right now?
Yeah.
I see. Are you calling from Everett?
No, I'm calling from Seattle.
I'm
at Gwen Dorlanda's house. Or Gwen Cole.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll follow that up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
This is Bob Gerbel of Phenomena Research. I talked to your mother a short time ago, and she said that you had a little story on UFO sighting you'd like to tell me.
Well?
I wonder if I could get it right from the beginning.
Sure. We were going down the hill just to call my mom on the telephone, and we were just goofing around down there for a while, and it just shut. You know, just, we saw it up there, and there's nothing to hold anything up there with. And it was just billion around, and it looked like it was just hovering me. And it was there for about 25 minutes, and then it was gone.
When this thing disappeared, did it move away or just go out?
Well, we didn't watch it for that long. We just watched it, and we didn't see it go. But it was big and round, and there was three little dots behind it.
Three little dots? Was it dots of light?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And what color was this object?
It was just like a big thing of light in the sky alone.
Just white?
Yeah.
All white?
No, it was like lights in your house are, but up in the sky.
I see. Like big
and light.
Light. And did this thing remain absolutely stationary as you were watching it?
Mm-hmm. Just sat there and hovered in that one spot.
Did you say that you just happened to look up into the sky and saw this, or did it come into the area, I mean, fly into the area?
No. See, we always go up to that one place, and it's never been there before.
Uh-huh.
And there was nothing there to hold it up or anything. And, you know, I wouldn't imagine a helicopter or anything would be hovering for about a half an hour. And yeah. I just, you know.
Yes.
We watched it for a long time.
Excuse me, go ahead.
It looked like there was one big ship and three little ships behind it.
I see. And these little, the littler ones were also the same color?
Yeah, they were just, you know, like white.
Just completely separated from the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear any sound while this thing was hovering up there?
No. Quiet.
No aircraft in the area?
No.
And you watched it for about, you figure 20 minutes?
Yeah, about 20 minutes to half an hour.
Uh-huh. And how many people were with you at the time?
Just me, my brother, and a friend, and a couple other friends were there.
Well, then there were about four of you.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And they all saw and described the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was this object hovering over land, or was it hovering over the water?
It was over land. It looked like it, but it looked like a long way away, but it was still big.
Uh-huh. Well, now, from the point where you were standing, was it practically overhead, or to the west of you, or east, or what?
It was about southeast, southwest.
Southeast. And that says you've never seen anything like that before.
No, never.
How about the weather conditions? Was it clear or cloudy?
Oh, it was kind of cloudy. And it just lit up the whole area around there. It just lit up clouds. It looked like there was just a big long white streak. And there was that big ship, looked like. And then three other small ones.
Uh-huh.
And then, and then the clouds and everything were lit up around it like a path coming down through it.
Well, then you could tell definitely that this was underneath the clouds.
Uh-huh.
And how old are you?
15.
Okay, now in the event we need some more information on this, would it be okay to get back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about what time did that sighting occur? Do you have any idea?
What time was it about last night? What time was it about last night that we saw that thing? Between 6 and 7, probably.
Between 6 and 7. And you figure at least 20 minutes that you observed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were watching it for this 20 minutes, and then were you distracted to something else, and then when you looked back, the thing was gone? Is that the way it disappeared?
No. We just went up and forgot about it, you know, thought it was nothing. But, you know, it was still in our minds. It just didn't bother with it because there was no way we could get in touch with anybody, really.
Oh, I see. In other words, you just went back to doing what you were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We didn't think anybody would have believed us anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know how people are.
Okay, I sure appreciate this information, and if you ever hear of anything again in the future, why, be sure to let us know.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.